You're listening to the Chronicles of Living podcast, where we talk to everyday people about everyday things in the past, present, and future. Now let's talk.
Greetings, 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 my visionary dreamers. How's everybody doing on Let's Talk Sunday? This is Easter Sunday for those who celebrate. Happy Spirit Day, I'll say it that way. And I hope y'all getting together with your family. Most of the time, some people cook family dinner and things of that nature. But to you newcomers that's listening for the first time, this is Adion, your dream pusher, your lifeguard, saving you from yourself, from the world, from some real bullshit. And you are listening to Chronicles of Living podcast show, the show for everyday people doing everyday things, living everyday life. You know, it's extraordinary folk doing things the best way we can over here. And I'm just going to get right to it today. I'm recording from my phone and I am actually pre-recording because I got a lot to do. But anywho, today's topic is time to stop the voices. Allow your rebirth. I'm going to say it again. Time to stop the voices and allow your rebirth, y'all. Allow it. It's time to stop with those voices in your head telling you that you can't, that you're stupid, that you should need to be ashamed of yourself, and you know, and all of these bad things, and you're a failure, you're dumb, you're fat, you're ugly. All of these things that are an illusion to us. Why? Because maybe somebody told us that. One time, two times, many times. And so now we have it all stuck in our subconscious and it's coming out consciously in our actions. And that's what's going on. And if you're tuning in for the first time, this show is all about, it's Chronicles of Living. It's all about basically pushing you into your dreams, your visions, and your goals, making you realize that you can do it by all means, and knowing that no matter what challenge comes your way, what God put on your heart to do, what gifts, what talents that He put on your heart, your purpose, it will come to pass as long as you pursue it. And so what I do is I come on here and I talk about topics that pretty much a lot of us deal with from day to day and baggage that we carry throughout our lives and just trying to figure out, not trying, but figuring out where it came from and different ways of deleting it and from us forever so we can move into the success that we are aiming for. That's what the show is all about. And, you know, I don't say it enough, but I just want to thank, I say this part, thank you, thank you, thank you, but I usually say it at the end. So to those who don't listen to the end, I just want to thank you guys for all of your support, for making the show what it is, and just emailing me from time to time and sharing your views and things of that nature. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you for supporting me, purchasing the books, Visionary Dreamer, and Visionary Dreamer 90 Day Journal and the Transform Your Life, Discover Your Purpose workbook. And my prayer is that it does what I intended it to do for you guys, because these are all things that I utilize throughout my life and how I'm able to get through certain things and keep up and stay organized. So if you haven't purchased the books yet, definitely go check it out on Barnes & Noble or Amazon. Just type in April Adion Williams and the books will come up. That's my plug. Okay. So definitely make sure y'all share this podcast show. If you get anything out of it, share with a family member, friend, coworker, whoever. Okay. From whichever platform you're listening. So back to the topic at hand, time to stop the voices and allow your rebirth. So to start this show off today, I'm going to read to you, something that I came across today, which I actually heard years ago. I just can't remember where, and it's just, well, anyway, just listen. Okay. This is a little short story, very short, okay? And I need y'all to put on y'all food for thought thinking caps with this. Really pay attention to what I'm saying, all right? An old and wise Cherokee of the First Nation of the United States is speaking to his grandson about life in this little passage, okay? The young boy asked his grandfather, "It is said, grandfather, that everyone has two wolves within them. The first wolf gives darkness, despair, hate, jealousy, and sorrow. The second wolf gives light and hope, helpfulness, and kindness. Yet, grandfather, I feel them fighting within me. What can I do?" This is what the grandson said. Now, the grandfather said back to the grandson, he's like, "My small son, these two wolves will always fight, and they will fight within each person. You are no different," said the grandfather. "But," said the boy, "grandfather, which wolf will win?" The grandfather answered, "Whichever wolf you feed." I just thought that was deep. I just thought that just pretty much summed up the whole topic, okay? Whichever wolf you feed. We all are fighting, have something fighting the dark and the light within us. It's always battling for attention. And the bottom line is this: whichever wolf you feed is the wolf that's going to win. So if you're constantly feeding all the words, all the things that people told you about you, then that wolf is going to win. And therefore, your life is not going to be the way you want it to be, you know? Even when the light wolf win, the kindness wolf win, your life might take dips and turns here and there, but at least you can walk in your integrity. At least you can be more joyful and filled with more happiness throughout your life. And at least you'll know how to deal with the darkness when it comes. You get what I'm saying? See, but when you sit up there and you consistently listen to those voices that's filled with doubt and fear and unforgiveness and shame and the failure and the mistakes, and you're replaying that over and over again in your mind. Every time a new opportunity comes through your path, every time God sends a blessing your way, rather it be an opportunity, rather it be a person, rather it be, I don't know, just a unexpected amount of money. But yet you let fear and doubt and shame get in the way, and you tell yourself, "Oh, well, I can't do that. I never did that before." Oh, you want to stay in your comfort zone. You know, you can't fulfill your dreams and your visions, y'all, if you decide to stay in your comfort zone. Why? Because for one, when you stay in your comfort zone, you won't grow. You can't grow from sitting in the same seat. It's not going to happen. It's not, okay? You want big things, you want a big life, but you don't want to do, but you still want to do little things. But you want big things, but you want to do little things. You want to continue to take baby steps. Yes, it is baby steps day to day, but at the end of the day, at some point, you're going to need to leap. At some point, you're going to have to take that leap of faith and see where you land. What's the worst that can happen? What, you run back to your comfort zone? No. The best that can happen is that you just found out something new about yourself. The best that can happen is that you found out that maybe you might just be good at that thing. Maybe, okay, you might not be all the way good at it, but you like it and you're willing to work at it to get better at it. You know? But you never know until you take the leap of faith. You never know until you discard all those words and those phrases that and those names that people called you throughout your life that was not you. Why are you wearing what people tell you about yourself Why are you allowing that to be your makeup? I don't allow people, what people think about me and what people say about me, to be my makeup. Unless they saying something good, I'm going to wear it well. But if they saying something that I know is not true, I read somewhere, I don't know, the other day, when people talk about you or tell lies on you, that is just extra information that you're just collecting or something like that. And I like the way they worded it, because if you know it's not true, they said, if you know it's not true, then it won't hurt you. It's just extra information you can collect or you could discard. So they didn't say that way, but it was kind of like that. Okay. I think I like that way, but that's basically what it is. When you know something's not true, why are you deciding to put that on as an extra layer of clothing? Basically, you know, just, you know, be polite. Okay. All right. That's the way you feel. All right. But I know who I am. And that's the problem. See, a lot of us don't know who we are. And since today is Easter, I'm going to go here with the story. So it's just like this. You know, if you are a person that believes in the Bible, you believe the story of Jesus Christ, then check this out. This man has been talked about. He was lied on. There was jealousy against him. There was betrayal. He was an ex-con because they didn't lock him up, falsely accused. All the things that people go through in life today, this man had the experience of walking through. But yet, did he lose who he was? Yes, he did fall for a minute. He did go and cry in the garden or whatever. And, you know, Satan came to him and was like, look, you don't got to go through this, dude. Give it all up. You got this whole world. You can have it. All you got to do is just walk away. Walk away from God. Walk away from who you really are. And you can have the world. That's basically what he was facing. In his time of weakness, in his time of darkness, and feeling like, why am I doing so much good? I just want to do good, and I just want everybody to feel good. I just want everybody to do good, and all they want me to do is do bad. What's up with this? I'm speaking on the slang terms, so y'all can really feel it. You know, I can't go into thou art and all of that, but I just want y'all to really feel this. This man, this is what he had to go through, the things that we go through on a daily basis. A lot of us, we're, you know, people come at our neck and we have this dream and this vision, and people shoot it down because they don't believe in us. Just the same way those who didn't want to follow him and didn't want to believe in him, they decided that they wanted to take the negative wolf side of things, and they wanted to be envious and jealous and all of this, and they wanted to let that side of them win. But Jesus didn't let them win. He didn't let them win. He went all the way to getting nailed on the cross. He went through the pain. He went through the pain for the gain. How about that? He went through the pain for the gain. This is what it's about, y'all. So if this is a person that people are celebrating this day, whether it's his true birthday or not, whether he's true or not, whether he's false or real, the bottom line is this. It's the story that's been painted and that's been in many households for years before you was even born. And this is a man, or this is a spirit, or this is a character, however you want to look at it, that have endured all the things that we as individuals endure from day to day. So if you don't believe in it being true, at least believe in the story and how he overcame, and take that and put that on and help you with your journey, to help you with your journey. Look at that story to help you with your journey. How about that? See, when things don't go our way and we're on a high, some of us just lose it. Some of us is like, we're lost. We're like, okay, I give up. I quit, you know, but life is going to happen. And a lot of times you're not going to be able to control what happens throughout your life. But what you can control is your reaction. What you can control is how you go about fixing a problem or fixing an issue or, you know, your attitude towards it. That's what you can control. See, when we get all worried and all depressed and all strung out, then you can't think. You can't see clearly. You can't go in within and look at yourself and ask yourself, okay, look, self, what you going to do? What you going to do with this here? Are you going to give up? Are you just going to throw in a towel? Maybe you might need to take a little break. Maybe that might be it. Maybe God can be like, okay, throwing something at you just to make you sit down for a second and just think, because maybe you might be moving too fast, or maybe you might be running the wrong way or being or connecting yourself to the wrong people. That could be it. You know, sometimes it'll be, things will be just pulled right from under you so that you can be pushed into your dreams and your visions. Perfect example. For the last, I say, month or so, I've been just hearing about a couple people like losing their jobs. One person was at their job for 10 years, and because of some younger person or whatever, they lost their job and wind up having to get another job. The other person was at their job for about 15 to 20 years, and their job relocated and they couldn't move to another state. The other job, they just did away with their department. And they was at their job for 10 years. So now, what do they all do? Because all of them are about 50 and plus, 50 and up. See, some of us catch ourselves in that position, and then we're like, what do I do? Which way do I go? And we just drown in like sorrow. We start letting that other wolf, that dark wolf, start, you know, creeping in and start to take over a little bit, you know? Instead of looking at it like, you know what? Maybe it was time for me to go. Maybe that was just a cycle in my life that I needed to walk through. Maybe that was just a part of my journey that I had some things to learn to help me to grow. Maybe that was a part of my journey that I needed to meet certain people to rather stay with me for the rest of my journey, or I just had a lesson to learn through knowing them. See, when we start looking at life like that, then we regain a different perspective. Then we'll start, you know, knowing how to control the wolf, the dark wolf. We'll know how to make sure that the kind wolf win every time. Because we'll sit still for a minute and say to ourselves, like, okay, like, I have been at this job for a minute. There is more to life than this job. Maybe it's something else new that I should learn. Or maybe, just maybe, I need to start my dreams. Maybe I need to walk into my dreams and my vision. Maybe I need to figure out what my true purpose in life is and start walking in it. Maybe I need to, you know, go back to school. Some people think that once you pass your 20-something, it's too late to go back to school. I read a story of this lady that was like, I want to say like 70, that just got her degree. No, matter of fact, she was 80. I think she was like 80. And she went back to college and got her degree. All because it was a promise that she made, I think, to her mother or grandmother or something like that. And it always wore on her. I wish I could find that story, because that was like a while ago that I read that. But it just goes to show you that you are never too old. Just like my show said, you're never too old to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish in life. You know, now, another thing is this, you know, we go through the labels and the titles. So the titles are like, you know, you work at your job and you might start at entry level, and then you like, you know what, I want to work my way up to supervisor. I want to work my way up to the executive or the president or whatever like that. You working so hard in life for those titles, those positions. But sometimes when you're working so hard for those titles and those positions, what are you really working for? Is that you? Is that your purpose? Or are you working for that title and that position just to have that title and position? Is that something that you really want in life? Is that something that is a part of your purpose? And then you get there And some people get there and they're miserable. Oh, wow. Somebody's calling me because I'm sorry. I can't talk to you right now. But sometimes we get caught up in that because we want to shine so bright. But are we shine? Do we want to shine bright for us? Is this a part of our purpose? Do we want to work up to that title so that we can make a difference in people's lives? Or do we want to work up to that title because we want people to say, okay, see me. This is me. Okay, you used to talk about me. You used to, you know what I mean? I was the dummy of the family and this and the other, and you got something to prove, but yet you're miserable. There's so many ways we can get caught up in not really living out our true purpose and doing everything and working towards something for everybody else to see instead of working towards something because this is something that we have in our heart to do, or being with a person because this is something that we have in our heart to do. There are so many people that, you know, will date people because of status or date people because they family want them to date it. You know, it's a lot of, I mean, this is no shade against different ethnic backgrounds, because I'm not of an ethnic background where you got to kind of be married up from because of the families. I don't know. I'm not. So please don't take this personal. I'm just saying, you know, if you're not a part of that background, then make sure that you are with someone that you know compliments you. Because that's a part of it too. Sometimes we get in relationships with people that don't benefit us. And I don't mean that in a materialistic sense. I mean that in a growth sense. We're with someone that we know is not helping us to grow. They're not challenging us, or they're not making us feel like, you know what? I want to be a better person. Because I just look at my mate and they are so inspirational. You get what I'm saying? Like, yeah, everybody can't be just happy, go lucky all the time and all of that. But my thing is, who you with should compliment you to the point that you want to be a better person just because. Not because they saying this, but just because that's how they make you feel. Y'all both working at being better every day. Y'all both are working at doing things to help raise the vibration of your family, of your friends, of the world in some type of way. Not even just in really going after it, but just being you. Just your presence alone. Just, you know, when you walk in the room, people just know, like, you know what? It's something about them. Something about that person, or it's something about that couple, that makes me want to be a better man to my wife, or be a better woman to my husband, or my girlfriend, my boyfriend, whatever, or be a better person, a better parent to my children. So we got to stop getting caught up in the labels and the titles. I have a friend that, you know, went to prison, did some time in prison. And again, just like I said, not only did Jesus go to prison, if you read the Bible, you know, a lot of the saints went to prison and was incarcerated, but yet they didn't let that stop them from pursuing their purpose that they know came from God. They didn't let that label of being thrown in jail stop them. But I have a friend that I remember one day telling me, like, they didn't want to be remembered as just an ex-con. And I know that they get down from time to time because they did time, especially for something that they didn't do, you know. And I believe that stops them from sometimes walking into certain things because they believe they're still wearing that label. A lot of times we continue to wear a label that was really just meant for an experience, for growth, or for something else, as bad as it may seem. And then just moving on from that. Maybe that experience came for him to come out and to go and talk to other people, other young people, so they won't get caught up wrong crowd, wrong place, wrong time. That's how God uses us sometimes. God will use us. He will put us in a, not put us, but he will allow us to experience a bad situation so that we can go out into the world and share it and help other people like me. If you've been following this podcast show, then you know that I've moved about 51 times out of my lifetime. Thank God I'm stable now. but I've had a journey, and it took me going away into seclusion to find out why, to find out what's going on with me. But I realized that, you know what? That was a part of my journey. This is what God, that was the path that God gave me so that I can do this, so that I can share my story, so that I can feed hope to people and inspire and encourage people and let them know, yo, I've been through it. I've been there, done that. And you can do more. I'm here to tell you, you could do more. It don't have to stop right there. It don't have to end right there just because you got evicted or you're in a shelter or, you know, you got your car repoed or, you know, you were incarcerated. It doesn't, your life has, does not have to stop there. As a matter of fact, it should begin there because that should be the place that you start reflecting on yourself and seeing, you know what? This is all downhill. It got to go uphill from here. Now, how can I make it go uphill? What can I do to turn my life around and to allow for me to have rebirth in this time, space, reality? What can you do? You start doing things that's different. Start doing things that's out of your norm. See, a lot of times that's the problem. A lot of people don't want to do things out of their norm. They're too comfortable. Too comfortable. Too dependent on what is. Instead of finding out what can be and seeing if what can be is better for them. And most of the time, 99.9%, most of the time, change is good. Well, change is always good, period. Change is always good because change is going to allow you to grow and to learn more things about you. That's what change is all about. And that's why do you think the seasons change, you know? Why do you think we have spring, summer, fall, winter? Well, in our continent, we have that. But nevertheless, what happens when the seasons change? When the winter comes, the flowers and everything dies and they go into hibernation, you know? And then as the spring comes back in, everything is all new again. It blooms again. And, you know, this is the same way we got to look at our lives. Sometimes we might, it's time for us to be silent and go into hibernation. But then once we collect our thoughts and we figure out and we map out the game plan, it's like, it's time to start again. It's time to start again. I was doing some research and I found out that basically it said that we are on a 7-year soul cycle. Every 7 years is a new soul cycle for us. So we're starting and we're growing into new things every 7 years. And at the age of 49 is really when your life is supposed to, all the things you collected throughout your life, your experiences, that is when you're supposed to start really making a difference. But we got to twist it. Because society tells us at the age of 49, you should have all the money in the bank and you should be getting ready for retirement. And then by the age of 65 or whatever, you should be retiring and you should just take your doggone, you know, retirement money. And just some people just do nothing. Some people travel with it. Some people, I see some older men go get the sports car and all this stuff. But I actually met a couple today. I did a little bit Ubering this morning. I actually met a couple today that took a early retirement and they decided to backpack on the Appalachian hiking trail. And they said it's going to take them 6 months. They had all their food for a week and everything they was telling me. I was like, wow. That's how I want to be. That's how I'm going to be. You retire, but yet you about to backpack for 6 months across the Appalachian, you know, hiking trails or whatever. The real woods. That's what life is about. That is what life is about. It's never stopping. This one lady that I'm following, dang, I wish I knew her name. Anyway, she was talking about how basically we should be living up to 150 and you know, we got to take care of this shell. But again, because society tells us that we got to retire at 65 and everybody takes on a mentality, the word retire, you know what I'm saying? And they really do that. It's like a lot of us never get to live out our dreams and our visions and our goals. So I know I'm getting near the mark and this is pre-recorded, but what I want to say to y'all is this, you know, stop believing what everybody else says about you and know what you are, know who you are, know what you say about yourself. Okay. And if you need to go do the mirror action, get in that mirror every day and let yourself remind yourself as to who you are, then you do that. Okay. You get in that mirror and you tell yourself every day, I'm beautiful. I am loved. I am a genius. I'm smart. I'm intelligent. I'm about to do damn thing. Whatever you got to say to yourself until you start walking in that, until you start believing it, until you start replacing all the voices that don't serve you, all the voices that don't benefit you, all the voices that keeps you in fear, keeps you in doubt, keeps you in shame, unforgiveness of yourself. Then do it. Repeat the positive words every day. Stop blocking your blessings. Stop blocking opportunities because of the voices in your head telling you that you can't do it and you will never be anything and you will never accomplish anything. Stop looking at everybody else's social media that look like they're successful and that's hiding the fact that they had some dips along the way too, you know? If that gets you down, then don't do it. Leave the social media alone. Take a mental break from that, you know? Because see, from kids, and stop telling your kids that they're stupid or they're dumb if that's you. Because you don't want to repeat the cycle. At some point, somebody got to break the cycle. Stop saying you can't afford something. Stop saying I'm poor. Stop saying these words. Stop speaking these words over yourself. Stop saying you can't when you never tried, when you never even worked towards a certain thing. Stop saying you can't, because you can if that's what you want to do. If I sit here and say the list of all the things that I've done and I worked towards and I just, you know, it's like, look, I don't know. I never did it, but I'm going to do it. Y'all would be like, this girl's crazy. But that's how I grow. I like that. I like challenging myself. When you stop challenging yourself, you stop growing. When you stop doing new things, you stop growing. And we're put here to grow. So act like you know. Psych, that was corny. But yeah, I'm just going to leave y'all with that. Okay? I'm just passionate about that. Stop limiting your opportunities. That's it. You know, stop blocking your blessings. God brings people along your path for a reason, especially if they light a fire in you. Those are the people that you want in your life. The ones that's just keep on, you know, feeding your voices. Those are the people that you need to cut out your life, whether it be family, friend, whatever. Get your distance. Keep it moving. Bye, Felicia. You know what I mean? It's not hard to do. As much as you might tell yourself that it is, it's really not. And you will be free. Trust me. So I'm going to leave y'all with that. Okay. Time to stop the voices and allow your rebirth. Time to stop the voices, y'all. Let them go. Let them go. That's past tense. Those voices are past tense. I'm sure of it. Past tense. And majority of it is not even true. So stop wearing everybody else's words and wear your own. You know the true you. Walk in it. Okay? Walk in the true you. That's it. And if other people don't like it, oh well, that's on them. As long as it's positive and as long as you're giving all positive energy, that's all that matters. Okay? So This is Adion, your dream pusher, your lifeguard, saving you from yourself, from the world, from some real bullshit. And you are listening to Chronicles of Living, a podcast show that's for everyday people doing everyday things, living everyday life. You know, us extraordinary folk, we doing the damn thing the best way we can, y'all. That's all we can ask of ourselves. And again, thank you for all your support. Please, please like, share, whatever you got to do, whatever platform you are listening to this on, comment, whatever you want to do. But just make sure you get the show out there because there are other people that might need to hear this message, okay? So I appreciate y'all. I love y'all to life, okay? I will talk to y'all next Sunday. Peace. Thank you for listening to Chronicles of Living, where we talk to everyday people about everyday things in the past, present, and future. And if you are pursuing your dreams, I'm proud of you. Because the best part of life is when you decide to live. To keep up with us, please visit ChroniclesOfLiving.com. Until next time, this is Adion, your dream pusher. I love you guys.